Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Happy New Year. And for those of you who heard the beginning of the show, we apologize. We had some kind of technical difficulties going on here, and we had to break the show up. So I don't know. Anyway,
we're here.
We're back on.
Yep, we are.
All right. This show will probably be abbreviated.
Yes, I'm going to try and combine them together, if I could. I saved the other one.
8:23, Inner Sight, and we got Dinigan coming up with the New Year celebration in school. We got the honeymoon. Give me some honeymooner.
Okay, hang on.
Music.
Okay, here it comes. Here it comes.
Inner Sight. Louis is supposed to be in here later.
Yeah, he is. He was on listening.
Happy Border, Happy New Year. Happy New Year there, Norton. Hey, Ralph, I need you to do me a big favor, see? We're having a New Year's party down the sewer. And I told Trixie, I said, you got to get my suit to the cleaner.
Yeah.
So what happened? She forgot all about it. I don't have a suit to wear. Listen, Ralph. You got to do me a favor, see. I got about 25 safety pins. Can I borrow a pair of your pants? Are you a maniac or something? My pants will never fit you. Well, I know. That's why I got the safety pins, see. And what are you going to do for a suit coat? No, well, I'll just have to manage with that. I go down to Salvation Army. Maybe they got one down there, see. But I need the pants, Ralph. I can't go down the sewer without pants. Norton, you are a maniac. There you are. Gee, I didn't think that the pants were so big, Ralph. What do you expect? Well, you know Ding Dong Daddy from Dallas, that's for sure.
Oh, no.
All right, I gotta wear these pants, and I gotta put the safety pins in there, and I hope I can get the boots over the pants. Boots?
Uh-oh.
What do you need boots for? I told you, we're having a New Year's celebration in the sewer. How can you go down the sewer without boots? Like being a fish out of water. Norton, just get out and put the pants on. Do what you're going to do. I got to go pick up Alice. She went to a New Year's party. Without you? Yeah, without me. I'm steamed. So don't get me steamed because I'm already steamed. Don't worry, Ralph. I appreciate your loan of the pants, and I'll have to wash them after I come back from the sewer party. Sewer party. Hey, Norton, that's a nice suit you got on there. Yeah, you like that? custom made. Custom made, huh? Well, it looks a little loose there. Yeah, it's loose as a goose. Don't worry about it there. That's a special. How do you like that? Exclusive creation. Well, I don't know, Norton, but have a drink here. Have some potato chips. Here's some pretzels. There's a couple of black-eyed peas in there with the... Hey, how about some music? Dancing in the sewer. Boy, you better look out. You don't slip. Whoa!
Uh-oh.
I'm wearing naughtiness with my pants. I can imagine. Did. Ralph? Oh, Ralph. Oh, there you are. Well, how was the party? The party was an absolute disaster. I'll never go to another party in the sewer as long as I live. I tried to tell you that, pal, but you wouldn't listen to me. What happened? Well, you know, you go to parties, you want to be happy and gay and all that. You dance around there, and they put the music on. You had a couple of drinks, yeah. Well, I was dancing around, and I got fired. Got fired? What do you mean you got fired? Well, when I was dancing around, all of a sudden. My pants fell down. I can't work one more day in the sewer after what they said to me. Yeah, what they say. You're fired. Get out. And take your pants with you. The safety pins came out. His pants spilled out of the sewer.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. That makes sense. Then he tried to pin up Ralph's pants.
He can't use.
Gee, I wonder what. Yeah, I wonder what Gleason's waist was. Had
oh,
to be at least 52.
Bigger, right? At least, maybe more.
Holy smoke.
Yeah.
Anyway, in a sight. And
did he die of a heart attack? I think he did, right?
Oh, I don't know. He wouldn't stop drinking, smoking.
Yeah.
Everything else.
Yeah.
You know, he was young. He died young. He's only about 70, 71.
Yeah.
Young guy.
Yeah.
Dinigan's coming up with the New Year's school celebration. All right. And Louie will be popping in here, hopefully. I don't know if he remembers.
I saw him before we went. No, I saw him before we went off. The first show. Yeah. So I hope
that's
he knows
good.
That.
Now he must think we're up the air. I don't know.
Yeah, he might. You want to see
if I can
call him?
Anyway, the new year coming up, and you know, I can't help thinking it's going to be a new year with the politicians acting in the old way.
That's true.
Same old stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't think anything's going to change much in the
nope.
New Year. But we'll have to push them on it and wait and see. Oh, we found there was an investigation here in town. And they found a note left on a I think it was a lawn.
Oh.
You know? And the note said, I did a song. I did it all.
Uh-oh.
A simple note. I think it was written in lipstick. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I did it all. You know,
sounds like I did it my way.
This was a guy who nobody could figure out who was doing all these things. You know, a guy, somebody goes around town here disrupting lawn, breaking flowers, spilling over garbage cans.
No.
You know, looking in, taking aerials off people's cars.
Oh, no.
You know? And whatnot. And now this note appears, I did it all. So we all have our theory, of course, who this individual is, but I think it's our own Gabriel.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He's with mischief again.
So we invited Gabriel to be on the phone. And,
okay.
Gabriel, are you there? Yeah, I'm here, yeah. Well, what do you want? Well, I'm very busy. You're busy? Well, what are you doing? Well, I'm starting a new company for New Year's. A new company? No, wait a minute. Was that you, the guy who wrote the note, I did it all? I did it all. That was me. Oh, you admit it, huh? Yeah, I admit it. And because of me, they had to close down the coffee shop.
Uh-oh.
Oh? Why, what happened? Well, I had to go to the bathroom, and there was another guy.
Uh-oh.
He had to go to the bathroom, and it was a big argument. Who's got to go to the bathroom first? Who's got to go to the bathroom more than the other, worse?
Uh-oh.
Worst bathroom more than the other one. So we had a big fight, and it got so bad that we had to go to the bathroom right there in Starbucks.
Uh-oh.
On the floor.
Uh-oh.
On the floor? Starbucks? Yeah, and then the news came, and they took our pictures, and it was horrible. Very embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
And,
no.
And the headline says, two idiots have a feces fight.
Oh no!
two idiots feces fight.
Oh,
and that's
no.
Why the place is closed. Everybody else thinks it's something else, but see, that's the real story.
Uh-oh.
Why they had to close it. Now they have to sterilize the whole place.
I would say so.
Even though we're fully vaccinated, they still have to sterilize the whole place. Well, wait a minute. You mean if you weren't vaccinated, they wouldn't have to sterilize it? Yeah, that's right. Then we'd be safe. But when you're vaccinated and you go someplace, you can't get in. Because you're fully vaccinated. You got to stay out. Doesn't make sense. Anyway, by the way, since I'm on the radio, my new business is selling holy toilet water.
Oh, no.
What? Holy toilet. Holy Toledo. Holy toilet water. Wait a minute. How does that smell? Well, you'll have to find out for yourself because this is radio. You can't smell on radio. That's one of the good things about it.
Yeah.
Nobody smells on radio.
That's true.
Well, listen, Gabriel, have a happy new year and stay out of trouble, will you? Next year, with the follies, you'll have to tell us more about this holy toilet water. Oh, yeah, and they put it in bottles for Valentine's Day. Get your loved one Get your holy toilet water, Valentine, my Valentine.
Oh, no.
Oh, cut that out. Inner Sight Frolics.
Yeah.
Is Louie on the line?
Hold on, let me look.
I think we lost him.
Yeah, I think we did too, but we'll take another look.
We lost Louie.
Yeah.
Because we were interrupted.
Yes, we were.
By the way,
yeah,
that was my question. If anybody
yeah.
heard it,
oh, he's on.
Who was the comedian who used to say "Holy Toledo"?
I thought it was the guy from MASH. I can't remember his name.
Hey, you're probably
Jamie
right.
Farr. Jamie
Farr. That's
Farr.
It. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's the guy. That's where I heard it.
Yeah.
Holy Toledo. That was the guy who used to dress up like a girl.
Yes, that's right. He's Lebanese, too, I think.
Well, I don't know about that. But.
Well, he knew some. Yeah, he said he was on,
maybe
on
he
the
is,
show.
Is.
But yeah, maybe.
Holy Toledo, he used to go.
Yeah, all the time. That was part of his gig.
Anyway, a good guess. But I wanted one of the fans to guess it. Nobody called in? Oh.
Louis is waiting for you when you're ready.
Give the number.
213-816-1650.
Is Louis on the line?
Yes, he is, sir.
Oh, good. Happy New Year!
Here he comes. Hey, Louis.
Ta-da.
I'm telling you, that sounds good, Lou.
All right.
You're ready. You're ready for
that's
New Year's Louie
on
party,
the horn.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Lou. How you doing?
Okay, Christmas is over.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was a very short Christmas for me. I still feel like it should have been a little less short, but heck, I'm alive, right? That's all
yep.
I have to say. My mom did pass away the beginning of this year, so it's good that I had a little bit of a short Christmas for myself. So,
wow, sorry to hear that.
Oh, Lou, thank you. That really makes me feel good. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Everybody,
hey, Louie.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie with Jerry Lewis, Who's Minding the Store?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Remember that lady, that big lady wrestler with the shoes?
Yeah.
That was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This woman must have been about 300 pounds. She was a wrestler.
Wow. Yeah.
And she said she wears a size 4 shoe.
Oh, that's weird. How could
yeah.
you do that?
And Jerry
that
Lewis
big.
Had to try to put the size 4 on her foot. It was so funny.
Oh, no, size 4 is too small.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but yeah, but she was insisting
uh-huh.
that she wear the size 4.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
That's really weird.
And he had to go in and get it.
Uh-huh.
And
listen to this.
Yeah.
Four.
Hello,
four,
ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jerry Lewis.
Oh,
okay. I'm in the wrong bathroom with my pal Pat Cooper.
Oh no, not again.
Yes, again. I'm with Jerry Lewis and with Pat Cooper. I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And
having a Happy New Year.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's all we have. Frank was totally talking about the bathroom. That was a toilet water.
Oh.
That's it.
Is that why?
and the champagne.
There you go. You can make more toilet water that way with the champagne.
Champagne for your brain.
Yeah, that's right. That champagne for the brain. Yeah, we're talking to Jerry Lewis right here.
No
way. With the champagne pop and pour right to the glass. I'm going to blend it in with luck drops for a new year. And
and you'll never be the same with the champagne.
There you go.
And all that do with the champagne, I'm going to go to the bathroom and gargle.
Uh-oh.
Gargle with champagne?
Yikes.
With mouthwash.
Wow,
yep.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
So you can drink and brush your teeth at the same time.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Frank, speaking of brushing my teeth, I don't brush my teeth no more.
Why not? Will?
Yeah, because I don't brush my teeth because... I use mouthwash, but I don't use a toothbrush.
Oh boy!
Well, you know you should use coconut oil and you brush your teeth.
Yes,
no,
not coconut oil. What's it do?
Coconut oil is good for your teeth and your gums.
It is actually.
Hey, Suzanne, I gotta brush my teeth.
Yeah, it's important. Keeps
I can brush
healthy.
My teeth. I use Crest and Colgate.
Oh, they're kind of harsh. I
do
use
you brush
like
your teeth?
Some natural stuff too. I use a combination. I brush with the stuff to get it clean, and then I brush with the other stuff to get it, nice and white. I found out, Frank, that the apple cider vinegar makes your teeth whiter. Did you know that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I use coconut oil.
Yeah, I've been using it. Oh, yeah, well, it's a little different. One is
hey,
coconut
Lou,
oil.
For,
no, that's a drink.
Yeah. What are you doing for New Year's Eve, Lou? Are you going out?
Nah, not in this COVID-19.
There you go.
Are you stay home?
Yeah, not to, a few people go out on New Year's Eve and New Year's Eve ball in Times Square. Some of them, not all of them.
Yeah, they closed it, didn't they, to people or no? I don't think so.
I saw it on the news about they're not going to have a gathering again on the sidewalks, by the streets and everything.
Oh, okay, so it's going to be closed up. Okay.
Yeah, because of COVID-19.
Vaccinated, if you're vaccinated, you can't go, but if you're not vaccinated, you can go.
No,
yeah.
So that's not true. Frank.
People who
really
are vaccinated are dangerous.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm vaccinated. So is Louis. He's vaccinated.
I already got a booster shot a long time ago.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. I didn't get mine yet.
I just put up the new calendar, 2022. It's in my drawer.
Oh, you did? What kind of calendar? Anything nice?
Different calendar,
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm going to put my calendar on New Year's Day, take my old calendar down, put the new one up.
Nice.
Well, they got animals
on
it.
Hey, Frank, the Honeymooners Marathon starts tomorrow night all the way to New Year's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm watching The Odd Couple, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That was funny.
You like them. That was funny. You like The Odd
Couple?
Yeah. Louis?
Yeah.
Good. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's funny.
All these people
in these shows, they're all dead.
Yeah, most of them are. Not all of them, but most of them are.
Yeah.
Jack Klugman,
right.
Is he still alive?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Klugman. The guy who played Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
He passed away in 2006.
He passed away. Tony Randall passed away.
2004.
Yeah.
Gleason passed away. No, Art Carney passed. Gee, they're all dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel so old. And I'm
holy
not even half your age.
Ah.
I feel so old. But I'm younger than
young.
Both of you. Yeah, well, everybody says that.
Hey, my name is Ryan Seacrest. And the host of the Dick Clark Rockin' New Year 2022. And I'll bring a love drop to give it to Ryan Seacrest and Kelly Ripa.
Oh, that's where you're going. You want to say hello to Kelly Ripa.
Hey, Louie.
I have to go to the ABC studios and meet Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, is ABC going to be on with the New Year?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was... CNN who does it.
Yeah, got Channel 5 is canceled because of the pandemic. You got to have it on Channel 2, Channel 4, ABC.
Oh.
ABC, Rockin' New Year, be over at 1 o'clock in the morning, and Ryan Seacrest wrap it up, and he goes home.
Oh, I thought he was with CNN.
Oh, so they'll be on with the celebration.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right. Without people.
But no Times Square.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Celebration, but no people.
Yeah, that's right.
I hate to say something. We were better off
years
ago when we first started with this BS. We were.
Sure we were.
Yeah.
They didn't let all these weird things in the country.
Yeah, that's right. Something like that, you know.
Anyway, Louie, give us a song, a New Year's song.
Yeah.
You got a good song?
Yeah. No Christmas songs. That's over.
No Christmas song. Give us
a. You want a New Year's song? How about Old Anxiety? I like the way you were singing it before.
Well, that's he doesn't know. Give us a song, you know, with words. How about a Spanish song?
Just another New Year's Eve. That's a Barry Manilow song, Just Another New Year's Eve.
All right. You know that one?
Nah, I listen to Barry Manilow, so I got to listen to the lyrics before I do a chorus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Deck the halls with balls of folly. Fa la 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 la. This
That's
is season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Down about a merry treasure. Fa la 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 la.
There you go.
La 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 la.
There you go.
All right.
Yep.
All right, Ruth. Thank you.
Dee 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 dee. We don't want my way. Dee 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 dee. Don't want my way. Ba we ba 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 we ba 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 we ba 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 we da da.
Yay.
That's
Line
Sweeps
from that
tonight.
Yeah,
yeah,
from that Broadway show, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
the Tolkiens and the Robert John did a remake of the Line Sweeps tonight.
Oh yeah, I like that song.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I know doo-wop era. I'm growing up with that, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm putting away
the
Spanish Chris. What time is it?
51. We got to get the Jimmy Dinigan thing in.
Peace. Okay. Thank
okay,
you,
guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lou. Happy New Year.
And happy 20.
Oh, wait.
All right. No. Leave it. Leave it.
Oh, okay.
Leave it. Don't ever go back until I don't tell you.
Okay.
Inner Sight. And, when I was a kid in school, see, now this guy Dinigan, boy, he was a regular riot. He was somewhat of a rebel, but not a real rebel, you know. He's sort of a gentle type of rebel. So he had some kind of a, they had a party at his house over the New Year, see.
Right.
So he got these horns together. He put them in a big red shopping bag, see.
Oh, my.
And he got on the bus with this shopping bag, and he was...
What happened?
He's telling everybody, you don't know what I got in this bag, do you? You don't know pounds in the real pumps and the glass if you don't lie in. And the bus driver says, Jimmy, stop singing that stupid song. Oh, okay,
whoever
Mike.
Taught him,
you know,
really taught him to annoy people with that song.
And he's shaking the bag, see.
Yeah.
You could hear these horns, they're all, you know, plastic, whatever it was, rattling.
I got something good in here. I got something, a lot of fun with this, you know, in here. When I get to school, I'm gonna get a lot of fun, see. Yeah.
So he gets off the bus, and he comes in the room. He's shaking this bag, the big red bag. I mean, most of us couldn't see it, you know.
Yeah.
Some people partially sighted it.
Right.
Jimmy, what do you got in that bag?
Oh, don't worry, you're going to have a lot of fun. He goes.
And he sits down in his desk, you know. He says,
oh, it's the New Year. Happy New Year, Miss Ma. Miss Ma, Happy New Year. All right, Jimmy, that's enough of that, you know.
And then he starts pulling out these horns, you know, in the middle of her trying to give a lesson. He pulls out these horns, and he's going around the classroom, and he said, here, Frankie, here, Janie, here, Kenny, here, take one, here, just one.
He gives these horns out to all the kids, see? And then all of a sudden he sits down here,
Happy New Year, bah, bah, bah.
And Miss Ma says, what's going on here?
God, poor woman.
Everybody's blowing these horns. Now cut that out. Put those away. She's going.
Oh, gosh.
And it made so much noise that you know who heard it. You know? Kramer comes up from the... He used to hide in the basement, Kramer. He had his office down in the basement. He comes up from the basement. He says, is that a fire drill?
Yeah.
Jimmy says, no, Mr. Kramer, no fine. The Happy New Year. Bah, bah, bah. Jimmy, stop.
He's blowing these horns. And, I tell you, it was a regular riot. And finally, she had to get up and go around the room and collect these horns.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I'll never forget it. It was so crazy that I think every... What did we have? About 15 kids in that class. Every one of them had a horn. And, and McElroy, when he was blowing the horn, bah, 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 he was tapping at the same time, playing the drum. That was even worse.
Yeah. That is even worse.
So,
especially if he's off beat. You don't know if he was off beat.
Yeah. Well, McElroy didn't care about that. Any beat was good for him. But that was our New Year's with the horns. All right? And this is our New Year's show, in case you're wondering. Yeah, Thursday night. Tomorrow night we're off.
Yes.
All right. And we're going to end this show at 9 o'clock. We've got a few minutes.
Yeah, a little after 9, not too much after. That's when the show actually ends.
Yeah, we started
and then we had to stop, and then we had to start up again. So
yeah,
weird stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, give me the. You know what? Will I get a prompt on this show?
Yes, you will.
Oh, all right. So I'll wait for the prompt. But give me the philosopher music.
Oh, hold on.
The philosopher on the new year.
Hold on. My
disabled friendly philosopher.
Here he comes.
On the new year.
Yeah? Okay, his theories.
A little music in the background.
Yeah.
One more time, go.
I did. There it is.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. You ever hear that announcement on the subway? New York City, the greatest city in the world. Well, it used to be. Now it's the vaccination capital of America. Anyway, when you go on the subway, they say you must wear your mask even though you are fully vaccinated. Well, now what's the point of that? Why do I need a mask if I'm vaccinated?
That's right.
Am I going to spread it?
Right.
Or is it going to be spread to me?
You
don't know anymore.
That's right.
Now they're inspecting all the ships, see? Cruise ships.
Yeah.
They're telling people, don't go on a cruise. Boy, the cruise people must love this guy. Foxy, whatever his name is. Foxy. Is his name Foxy? What's his name? Foxy?
No.
They must love that Foxy guy.
Now I can't even say his name right.
Yeah, that's the guy going around. This guy Foxy going around telling people, don't go here, don't go there. He goes everywhere, I guarantee you.
I know this.
He's got an automatic needle that goes right through his nose when he wants vaccination. He takes it every other day. He keeps on getting it right in the... You heard of getting it in the neck? Well, he gets it right in the nose. Anyway, this guy, Foxy, Farty, whatever, I can't think of
it. Fauci.
Foxy, that's it.
That's it, okay.
And, boy, what a mess. What a irreversible mess this is. Even though you're fully vaccinated, you still can't go to a place.
No.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be a big conflict in this country between the vaccinated people and the unvaccinated people.
There really is.
I don't want to get in the middle of that.
Oh, no.
Boy, that's going to have a mess on their hands.
Yes, they are.
Whatever it is, folks, you know, they say as an expression, it is what it is. The only thing is, it is, it ain't. That's what it is when you're vaccinated, it ain't.
That's right.
Well, why get it? Why take a chance with that stuff? Who needs it?
Yeah.
You get it, and they tell you to get it, and they push you on it, and... They were paying people. They couldn't even pay them to take it.
That's the best.
Now they don't want to pay you no more. Now if you take it, you're still not all right. So why take it? They couldn't pay me enough money to take that stuff. All right, this is your disabled friendly philosopher. Don't get vaccinated for the new year or any year at all.
Well, only if our favorite person makes a vaccination.
Keep your immune system good.
That's right.
That's the main thing. Now you don't need no vaccination. Now how are they going to tell the people who are unvaccinated to vaccinate? Wear the mask. Oh, yeah, I've been vaccinated. Oh, no, I'm not vaccinated.
You know what they have? They have a pass that you have on your phone, so you don't have to bring the card around, and it only lasts 2 weeks. You think that would last for, like, the whole time? No.
I don't have that on my phone, and I don't want it.
No, because you haven't gotten vaccinated.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm smart.
Probably.
All right. In a sight around the world, Happy New Year. All right. The crazy philosopher, and it's we're over. It's 9:03, by the way.
Yeah.
So
you have another couple minutes, I think.
What do you figure? 9:05? 9:04.
A little more than that. Yeah, something like that. Now let me look at it, and I'll let you know. Hold on.
Supposed to get a prompt.
Yeah, you do. You will.
9:04, in a sight, running late, and wishing everybody a healthy, healthy new year coming up.
Yeah. You get 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2 minutes. Anybody want to make a quick call? 213-816-1650. We wish all you a happy, healthy new year. Stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
And keep listening to Inner Sight. That's one thing you should do for the new year. Because you won't hear shows anywhere else like you hear on here.
That's the truth.
That's for sure. All right. I think they ought to vaccinate some of these officials and doctors with something that'll give them more brains. Whatever.
That'd be fun.
I come up with a substance like that, you know.
Can
make
I give them
more
the
open-minded.
Can I give them the vaccine? I'd love to give them the vaccine.
Yeah, more open-minded.
90 seconds.
That's what we need.
We got the 96.
Inner Sight will be with you Monday,
mm-hmm.
the new year. We got to do, we got to celebrate Joe Arion this week. Passed away 4 years ago. Talk about Joe.
Yep.
And don't forget our nursing home show, Wednesday night.
60 seconds.
Tuesday night's open mic. Thursday we'll have a subject. I want to talk about how the government interferes with our lives by taking away money if we get a job.
That's right. Shouldn't be that way.
Talk about that, because that's horrible.
Yep. It is.
I mean, am I still disabled? Then how come I don't get my disability?
That's right.
You know?
That should be the
title.
Still disabled.
And they're calling it disability. How come I don't still get it?
That's right.
It doesn't make sense. The government doesn't make sense.
Mm.
All right. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
10 seconds.
Goodbye, world. Happy New Year, everybody. Healthy one. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody. Good night.